Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. It seems as though life is a constant battle between the wanting and the waiting. It is true that God's promises are yes. We believe God is the giver of good gifts. We also believe that God's desire is to bless His children. There are countless scriptures to support the goodness of God. It is the very essence of who He is. So, if God desires to give good gifts and fulfill His promises, we often question, where is my promise and where is my breakthrough? Understand that the promise is a process and one that should be welcomed with open arms. Israelites were God's chosen people. Surely, God had good things in store for them. They have received a taste of the goodness of God through being delivered from slavery. They must have been so relieved, so filled with hope. Finally, God was going to fulfill the promises He had given them long ago. They got so caught up in wanting that they forgot about the waiting. Believer in Christ, realize that the process must precede the promise. There is a purpose in the process. We cannot expect to receive the promises of God for our life without having gone through the process. The process purifies our hearts and aligns our desires to the will of God for our lives. The process prepares us to receive the promise. God is more concerned about who we become in the process than He is about us possessing the promise. There will be pain and provision in this process, but don't become so consumed with what God has promised that you miss His process. Beware not to get caught up in the gift that you forget the giver. So often we want to rush to the promise when we need to rest in the process. If you want to possess the promise, you must also possess the process. Hold on to your promises of God. Do not throw away your confidence in the promises, for in due time you will see its fulfillment. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 verse 16, "So the promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift, and we are all certain to receive it if we have faith like Abraham's." Remember, my friends, if we prevent the pain in the process, we prolong the fulfillment of the promise. Shall we pray? Gracious, loving Lord, blessed Almighty, thank You for Your wonderful and precious promises. Help us, Lord, to receive what rightfully belongs to us spoken through the Holy Scriptures, and may we learn to give what rightfully belongs to You throughout the ages. In the name above all names of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.